Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm the Lucy Ann Lance Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. We're getting close to the big event, the Remodelers Home Tour, sponsored by Bragg Ann Arbor every year. This year, it's coming up September 21st and 22nd. Today, we profile home number 9. This is a product of Meadowlark Design and Build. Doug Selby is the CEO. Again, just a seamless, beautiful job.
Well, thank you.
It's amazing to see this. You make it look like it's been there all along.
Well, it is an existing house. Obviously, this is the remodeler's tour.
But I mean the remodel part of it. It just looks seamless.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We try hard for that. Every home has kind of its place in the neighborhood. So there's a certain balance there that you try to preserve while you're making improvements. In this case, we made quite a few improvements to sort of the curb appeal. And this was originally built in 1997 and was a manufactured home. And
And
when you see manufactured homes in Ann Arbor frequently, and I have built a couple myself, at least Meadowlark has, but frequently you're kind of dealing with lot width issues, meaning that the direction that the home is intended to face, sometimes they have to kind of turn it sideways and go in long ways. So
because of the product of the manufacturing.
Right. I mean, generally speaking, manufactured homes are sort of ranch-like and long, and that's the face that's supposed to be seen. When you have a couple acres, that's no problem, but when your lot is 60 feet wide, it's
so
a problem.
You're turning it around and doing it sideways almost.
Yes, right. And that's what happened with this house is there are two modules that were put in sort of sideways to the way they should have gone, at least probably how they were intended to go. Then it kind of makes it look like you're seeing the side of the house. And that was one of the things that our homeowners wanted to correct.
But you don't think that anymore because of what you did with the front porch area and the decking there.
Oh, yeah. And there's just a whole lot of modifications to the home inside and out that were sort of meant to make it seem like it belonged in place there. And, there's a lot of tricks you can use, but, one good thing from the exterior is a really strong front entry.
Mm-hmm. And how did you make that entry? What did you do?
Well, a lot of it is, we wanted to have this home, which was kind of, just a sort of a normal 4-12 roof pitch type of a deal. We wanted to have it kind of take on a little bit of a mid-century modern look, but not too modern. Sort of the flat roof design for the porch and some of the roof lines kind of changing pitch or changing so that instead of being like a triangle, they were more like a single pitch. So kind of sailing up into the air and creating room for clerestory windows, which also helped a lot to bring in natural light into the home.
Clerestory windows, what are those?
Clerestory windows are typically windows that are sort of higher than maybe what the top of your head is, that type of thing. So when you have a roof line that goes up in the air, you can have a row of windows along the sort of the top that's above where you would ever be able to see out, but it lets light come in, and frequently it'll kind of bounce off the ceiling and fill the room with light.
And it looks like you're able to open those outwards.
Yeah, not typically, but many times they're awning windows so that you can provide a little high ventilation too.
Nice,
great. And that way if you open a door or another window in another a part of the house, then you'll get these nice currents of air that blow through, and that's just physics.
What wood did you use on the columns of the flat roof?
Right, so that would be a mixture of Western Red Cedar and then also Douglas Fir.
It just goes with the whole landscaping, and it's beautiful.
Well, that wood has just such that nice orange texture, and particularly with colors being what they are today, a lot of people kind of want those sort of grayed up, almost historical colors, into the gray tones and things like that, and that little pop of orange wood color just really goes extremely well.
That's beautiful. This is home number 9 on the Remodeler's Home Tour. It's on Pine Tree Drive in Ann Arbor. Where is that?
That is just off of Miller Road if you're heading out of town. So maybe a mile west of downtown.
Okay, 970 Pine Tree Drive. And you say that this is a remodel plus addition. So how much did that increase your square footage?
Not a whole bunch. About 165 square feet was added, and then also a screen porch.
Okay. Describe the project then. What else did you put in here?
Well, really, I mean, the entire house was full of builder grade finishes that had lived past their useful life. You know, typically when people are putting in manufactured homes, it's about, you know, cost first. Not always. We've done some very nice manufactured homes that have high quality finishes in them, but in this case, you know, most of those finishes, the windows, the cabinets, those types of things were all really needed to be replaced anyway. So, you know, lots of areas that we worked on. We fixed up the kitchen and made that work a lot better. The mudroom and the existing entry. A lot of times what we focus on is sort of nodes of circulation and how do you make awkward areas, sort of open them up and make them so that there's not too many sort of doors coming off of an area and that type of thing. Obviously, as we talked about, improving the curb appeal and improving those finish items inside and outside the house, you know, replacing the vinyl siding, for instance. We did an awful lot of energy upgrade work on this house as well to make it sort of bring it into the modern codes.
This is a focal point of Meadowlark, isn't it?
You know, there's most projects that there's a level where we call sort of common sense green, where it really, if you're going to be doing a large project, it doesn't make sense not to do these improvements. But in this case, these homeowners wanted to go a little further than some might and try and do what they could to bring the house a little even beyond what energy codes would have for, you know, for a house that you were building today.
Did you change traffic patterns? And
absolutely, yeah. Much of the interior was sort of changed in that regard, remodeled in terms of, you know, moving where doors were, moving where hallways were, opening up areas, things like that.
So it's a much more open feel, maybe.
Yeah, for
than
sure.
It had been originally. Mm-hmm. When you sit down with your clients, Doug, to talk about this, obviously you get a sense of what they want, but then you bring in your expertise as well. How often do clients gravitate to that and say, wow, I didn't think about that. I'd love to do that.
Well, I think that's a really big part of the process. You know, that we start out and we have kind of a three-step process where the first part of it is really like, let's just get a bunch of ideas from you, the things that aren't working for me. We have a lot of questions we ask and a lot of, you know, sort of trying to get into the heads of our clients a little bit and understand how they live in their house as well. We know that our ideas are at the front stage are just that, ideas. We actually, in that phase, use hand sketches because we feel like that gives a client a better approach. Although these are entered into a computer and we could do computer sketches on them, we feel that hand sketches give them a little bit more of sort of the big picture idea, and it's less about where that door might go than how the whole space might feel. So we typically do three independent designs for any given remodel of a house because we want to show sort of what's possible. Three completely different ideas give people a sense of the different types of things. And typically there's one they're like, hey, I really don't like this one, but this one I really like. And then there's some things about this middle one. And so, you know, the end result is rarely ever one of those three.
Oh, really?
it's going to be an amalgamation of a lot of things. And that's what we're truly trying to do is bring as many ideas as we can think of to the table. That gets accompanied with a rough pricing guideline so that they can understand what the investment is at different levels, and that really helps people sort of decide which direction to go in and what's important to them.
That 170 or so square foot addition, that was done for the kitchen area, right?
Yes.
And so how did you determine you needed that in the kitchen area? What was done?
Well, again, I think that kind of typically sort of evolves as you're going along the way, and in this case, you know, the initial sketches that we came up with, you know, usually one of them is going to try and be kind of an in-the-box remodel. The next one, you know, then we skip over to a third one, which is everything they ever wanted in their wish list. And then the middle one sort of is trying to be the most efficient with sort of marrying those two.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these are the how you determine that a kitchen needs that space or an eat-in area or things like that. Part of it's by listening to how they use the space and viewing how they use it. And the other part of it is just sort of an evolutionary process of things that they like and things that they can imagine themselves living in.
And there's also a screen porch on this house,
yes,
too?
Yes, we added a screen porch.
Oh, you actually added that. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, opening up kind of to the outdoors. It looks like it's a pretty property, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a pine trees over by Newport, and there is a lot of, there's actually a lot of pine trees there and things like that. Yeah. So it's a nice area, certainly up and coming.
If you go to BragAnnArbor.com, you'll be able to see, when you click on the Remodeler's Home Tour, house number 9, and it is stunning to see the before versus the after of the front. You won't believe what you see there and how you change that. It just is a remarkable transformation. It looked so blah before.
Well, you know, it was meant to be a house at a price when it was first built.
So. And now it has character.
And I think our owners sort of recognize the potential in it and certainly like the area. So
I'm seeing more doors, and I don't know what you call this look, where you have the windows that are slats like you have on the front door here.
Right, and that's a very common sort of arrangement for mid-century modern homes and things like that. Something that has a little bit of a modern appeal to it, not frame and panel mm-hmm. like people are used to, a six-panel door, you know, those types of things. And, you know, it's interesting to see mid-century modern become a historic type of housing
these days,
you know. So it's just, you know, I guess that sort of dates me, but...
And Ann Arbor is a mecca for them, it seems like.
Yeah, in the region, for sure.
Yeah. And when you have a mid-century modern sort of home, do most people want to keep that element to it when you're remodeling? That's important to them?
Yeah, it sure is. Nobody would buy a mid-century modern home without liking the aesthetic to begin with. And frequently, even we have people that might look at a location they really like that might have a colonial or something like that. And one of the questions we get a lot is, can you turn this into a modern home? And, you know, sometimes, yeah, sometimes no. I think there's definitely more demand for a modern home than there are modern homes available. However, modern homes, unlike colonials and sort of more traditional styles, tend to be much different from home to home. So it is hard to find a modern home that suits somebody's needs if they're just out there looking in the market, partially because there's less of them out there and partially because they're all so completely unique.
Different, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where you come in, though, and are able to put in the kinds of things that they need into those homes.
Correct. And then usually if a home has some aspects of a modern home, you can make those changes in the finishes. And, you know, some people might want a perfect white box. Other people want it to be warm and have some, you know, some depth of color and mm-hmm. things like that. So, you know, all of that can be changed. But sometimes, you know, sort of the general form of the house is that's what you start with.
Doug Selby is CEO of Meadowlark Design and Build, and he's on the Remodelers Home Tour this year with house number 9. It's over on the northwest side of Ann Arbor on Pine Tree Drive. You can visit MeadowlarkBuilders.com and see their gallery of photos in there of the projects they've worked on. You've done extensive work in the community and really have made a great name for yourself.
And thank you.
The kind of work you do, it's very distinctive.
It's a lot of fun.
MeadowlarkBuilders.com. What's next in home building and renovations and remodeling, do you think?
Well, you know, Ann Arbor continues to have a large stock of homes that are kind of need everything, whereas there's very few lots left that are, you know, somewhere sort of like, let's say biking distance to downtown or something like that. So, you know, I view a lot more sort of larger projects that completely transform houses like this one. And you know, that's one way to get functionally a new house without having to, you know, find a piece of land and then develop that piece of land. And I always tell people that, you know, that if you can find an existing house that you would like to completely renovate, that will certainly cost less than building a new home. But you have to like the neighborhood. You have to start out with a home that has those basic characteristics. And I would say, when I look with people, you know, 30% of the homes out there end up needing a lot more than I think people go into it wanting to put into the home. I'm talking about, you know, structural improvements, new foundations, upgraded framing, those types of things. That so we also help people look for homes that that have good bones, so to speak, and then help them visualize and understand what that home could become.
And that makes a big difference in your cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole way along is, you know, the entire part is about communicating on options versus price. And it's just everybody has a budget, and that's what you work with.
Again, visit MeadowlarkBuilders.com for more information about Doug Selby and his work with Meadowlark Design and Build. And if you go to BragAnnArbor.com, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor website, you can check out all the homes that are on the tour this year. It is coming up September 21st and 22nd. That's Saturday, 11 to 5, and Sunday, 11 to 5. Admission is $10 per adult. 16 and under are free. And you can buy tickets at whichever home you want to start at. And then those tickets are valid for an entry into all of the homes on the tour. And if you go on BragAnnArbor.com, they've got a map. You can preview the homes and get an idea of how you want to do that tour. By the way, Bragg members and realtors can purchase tickets in advance for half price. Doug, always nice catching up with you.
Thanks, Lucianne.
Thank you. Beautiful job over there on the northwest side of Ann Arbor at Pine Tree Drive. You're listening to the Lucianne Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.